This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and we are extra live right now in person at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas at the Paris Hotel. Do you happen to know, Mark, which year of Freedom Fest that we're at?
I don't.
This thing's been going on for a while.
A long time.
We got a special guest here with us, Boomer Shannon, is it?
Yeah.
Boomer, welcome. We were literally just setting up the booth here. It's actually in the morning, West Coast time, as we are setting up.
Yeah, what passes for morning out here in
this
Pacific?
Thing up. So it's like, it's almost 10 a.m. They haven't even actually started the event yet. This is kind of like the setup time. But you walked in, you recognized Free Talk Live. Probably one of the few people who will recognize us here this weekend, but you said you've had a real success story. You're from Los Angeles, or at least that's where you live,
right. And so the story starts on a low note.
I can't help that.
So you're from Los Angeles, but you're a libertarian activist?
Yeah, no, I've been a libertarian since before I could even vote. So I got excited by Ron Paul in 2006. I saw a video of him speaking at Columbia University, and there's been no going back for me since then.
Really? Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool. And so you got active with the Libertarian Party specifically?
Yeah, I got active with them in about 2005.
Okay. And were you living in L.A. at that time?
The L.A. area. I was in San Bernardino County, which is next door.
So you got involved in local elections at some point, and you got somebody elected.
Yeah. So, well, my background is that I worked a lot of I started on the No on 8 campaign, which was the pro-gay marriage issue in California in 2008.
Okay.
Then I worked on a campaign called TRC 2010, which was the tax-regulated cannabis issue, which we lost by less than a margin of error. I ran probably about a dozen and a half local ordinances trying to remove moratoriums on marijuana in different cities around Southern California. I ran a gentleman named Steve Collette for a couple of congressional races, but by far my biggest achievement so far has been electing Supervisor Jeff Hewitt to the Riverside County Board of Supervisors.
So Riverside, I know I've heard the name, but is that near L.A.?
Yeah, Riverside is a bedroom community for L.A. and Orange County.
Okay.
It's about a population of about 2.5 million people.
That's a big bedroom.
That's a very big bedroom. The operating capital for that particular county is about $6.6 billion a year.
Okay.
A lot of that's just state and federal pass-through.
Sure.
But it's a very, very influential position.
Now, is this position a position in which, the party name is on the ballot, or is it like, one of those typical kind of county positions where you don't see the party name?
Well, that's kind of the cool thing about this race is that it is a nonpartisan position.
Right.
So by California election law, when it's nonpartisan, you can't advertise party.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really nice is that, when the media reaches out to us or other people are talking to us about the race, and we had a lot of really cool media attention. We were on the front page of the L.A. Times and a bunch of other really neat things that happened. But every single one of them go out and call us libertarian. So
okay,
I don't have to spend any money printing the word libertarian on our flyers because
yeah.
Everybody else is doing it for us.
Wow. So what would you say is the key? I mean, because the libertarians are not used to winning anything anywhere. So what made this different?
Well, this race was unique. We ran against the former minority whip in California. He was a Republican, very, very powerful and influential in California politics.
Is San Bernardino a Republican stronghold?
And Riverside, yes. Riverside is where we won the election, but San Bernardino is one of the last Republican holdouts.
Okay.
But he was a very influential guy out there, and he was a termed-out assemblyman, was looking to kind of further his political career, and we put a dead stop to that.
He didn't want to go get a real job.
Well, no. I mean, obviously, that's you can't do that if you're a politician because you don't know how to work hard. But then that was kind of the key to our race, is that we worked really, really hard. We knocked 60,000 doors between the primary and the general election.
Wow.
We raised about $550,000 to our opponent's $1.1 million, but if you include soft donations, he was probably close to $1.5 million. So we were about a third of the donations in total.
Doors makes a huge difference. I mean, we're from New Hampshire,
yeah.
And that's the way. Whenever you talk to somebody who wins an election in New Hampshire, they almost always went door to door.
Yeah,
but that's the person that knocked.
The individual.
This politician Hewitt, he did not knock 60,000 doors.
He didn't say that. Did he knock on doors?
No, he knocked on a couple of doors, but we had a canvassing team.
How's
that
work? I mean, what's it like? I guess that's the question I have. Is that somebody comes to my door and says, "I want you to vote for as somebody who's not me, I guess I'm confused by that. Being a New Hampshire Granite Stater, I just kind of, I expect the politician to walk up. When the sheriff wanted me to vote for him, I had already voted absentee ballot, but the sheriff of Cheshire County comes walking up my driveway, 440 feet out in rural New Hampshire. He didn't even drive his car up. He just walked up, and I said, my God, it's the law. He's probably the only person in town that would recognize him. And there he was asking for my vote. Door knocking to me seems like something you should be done by the individual. How does it work when it's not the individual? You couldn't do that. There's no scale that would have allowed that.
Excuse me. Sorry. No, we were able to capture lightning in a bottle, actually. We were able to reach out and recruit libertarians from all over the country. We had people from Maine, from Florida, and Georgia coming out to California to work for our campaign. We hired about 10 or 12 at a time for both the primary and the general election. So to have them they understood the ideology, right? And they understood they had that in common with Supervisor Hubert immediately, which was a big step up for us. But, I've been running campaign teams for a long time. I've got a very interesting training and continual learning program that I make sure that I run with these guys. It's very close to what you call agile development and software. Every morning they come back after a day's work and we talk about, what they did and what they learned.
Okay.
So I've got 12 guys and gals sitting around the table going, hey, yesterday I knocked 250 doors. I got, 75 that opened. Another 75, I got 10 yard signs. Well, that's fantastic. Well, what'd you learn? Well, I had this one lady. She had a dog that wouldn't keep barking. It was real hard for me to get through. And what happens is that as you move forward, you're able to train everybody else much more quickly because they're hearing 12 stories of success or failure every single day for the course of an 8-week campaign that they're there. So you're able to move forward very quickly.
So this position that Hewitt got, is this a voting position or is this just a supervisory position where he sort of top down tells people what to do?
Oh, it's a voting position. It's and the county seat is kind of interesting because it's where the rubber meets the road for law.
Yeah.
It's by far one of the most influential positions in politics in California because all the state and federal money gets passed through to the counties. The counties are the ones that actually implement those programs. So setting those policies allows us to be very fiscally responsible. Setting those policies allows us to make sure that we're representing the constituents in a more free way.
How many people are voting at a given time? So he's one vote among
five.
Five. And so he'll probably be the swing on several of these things. What's the political makeup of the rest of the board?
Well, it's important to keep in mind it is a nonpartisan position, but we have
I've been lied to before.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we have a former Republican assemblyman and a former Democratic assemblyman on the board, but it's actually right down the middle. We have two Democrats, two Republicans, and then Jeff Hewitt is a libertarian.
Well, that'll be very positive.
And when did this election take place?
In November.
Okay.
So we've been in the seat for about 7 months now. Mm-hmm. After we ran the campaign, Supervisor Hewitt asked me to stay on and be his chief of staff.
Oh, wow.
So we manage a staff of 11 people with a budget of about $1.3 million a year.
Jeez. Has there been a success that you can really point to at this point, or you're still waiting for that big vote?
Well, we've had a couple of really interesting successes. Supervisor Hewitt was able to move forward and be able to settle a pension issue for the Riverside County Transportation Committee, which they were able to save $7.5 million just by paying their pension liabilities down immediately. And we intend to do that for the entire county. The unpaid liability for Riverside County right now is about $3 billion.
Oh, my God.
We got 23,000 employees, and most of them are on CalPERS, which is a terribly mismanaged pension program run by the state, started in 1999 by Governor Greg Davis. So we are chipping away at smaller pieces like that, but we have our eyes set on the pension issue as our number one issue.
Can you describe it to me?
I'm sorry?
The pension issue. Can you describe it to me a little more?
Oh, sure,
All I hear about pensions is that these poor people that worked their whole lives for the government, which,
not poor, they were paid very well.
Fine. Well, they didn't manage their money because they were expecting a pension to come later.
Mm. There's obviously the consumer issue of this, right, which is the person that's on the pension has to be able to get that money back, and the state has made a promise to those people, and they intend to keep it. But the nature in which this happened is actually quite terrible, and if you don't mind, I'd like to tell the story.
Sure.
In 1999, Governor Greg Davis and a bunch of other people got together and decided they were going to make a pension program for California's public employees. And they sat around a table and they said, okay, well, we're expecting to get an 8% return on all this money that we invest. This is at 99. This is the peak of the dot-com boom, right? The economy was
8%
doing
sweet money, yeah, no problem.
Kicking ass, right? And the actuarials, sit around the table and go, if we do 8%, we'll have to have minimal contributions by the employees and by their employers.
Yeah.
And it should be a really good model. So the actuarials are sitting around the table and one of the elected asked asks the actuarial, goes, what happens if we get 14%? And they all had a great chuckle. They say, oh my gosh, if we got 14% returns, like, you know, like we just might, we'd never have to pay a dime into our pension problem. We'd never have to worry about money again. It would be so funny. We'd have a surplus at the end of the year. And they all laughed and had a great time. Now, the next elected came to the table and he says, what if we got 4%? And the actuarial looks at him and he goes, by God, that would be catastrophic.
Hold that thought. I'm sure there's more to the story. We're going to continue here with Boomer Shannon from California. He's a libertarian activist getting people elected out here, this or at least one person. It's Free Talk Live.
Is oral health important to you?
If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening.
Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvaney ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Freedom Fest 2019 at the Paris Hotel. Bright and early, actually, on Wednesday. We do record our shows, and we're on remote because it's just so much easier. We Boomer Shannon walked in here from L.A. He's a successful campaign manager and actually got somebody elected. We're going to continue his story here in just a moment, but it was nice to just be able to say, well, let's interview you now, because we don't have to wait until 4 o'clock Pacific time and say, yeah, can you come back, Boomer? We got a show at 4:30. We got a slot open for you, and it just gets very, very hard to deal with that. So it's a better show when we do it this way, and we're going to continue with his story about the mess of the California pension system, and we'll continue that. But
while we wait for that story, I'm going to tell you this story. Jessica Armand was a mom who had some dental problems with her kids. Rather than sort of sitting around and waiting for a dentist to solve these problems and that sort of thing, she went ahead and she made her own tooth treatment. And it's now called My Magic Mud. It's a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. And that sounds like some strange ingredients until you read your toothpaste's ingredients, and then you realize, well, it's nice to be able to pronounce this stuff. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I use it regularly, and what I think it cleans better than toothpaste, too. You're going to have to try it out for yourself just to see whether what I have to say is true or not. But I haven't not had a container of My Magic Mud in my possession for more than half a decade, because I believe so thoroughly. When I say possession, I mean sort of my greater possessions. It's at home right now. But anyway, it's clinically proven to whiten teeth. You can get it at most major health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, Amazon, wherever you want to get it. But if you go to MyMagicMud.com and you use coupon code FTL20, you can get 20% off of this great product. It's not like it's terribly expensive, but 20% off is 20% off. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20. And we've been talking about it for years. See what we've been talking about, MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20.
Boomer Shannon with us here. You were telling us in 1999 the government goons in California sat around and decided they wanted to create a pension system. They had not had one prior to that, or did this replace an older pension system?
They had had hybrid systems between defined contribution and defined benefit, but this one is completely defined benefit.
Okay, so and they were looking at the numbers, and they thought, oh, wow, we can get 8% return on this, and you were about to tell the rest.
Well, yeah, so the actuaries are sitting around the table, they say, what if we get 8%? They go, oh, we'll be funded, we'll have very, very minimal contributions from both employers and employees, it'll be great. Everybody had a good time. Somebody asked if they could get 14%. They had a massive chuckle saying, oh my gosh, we'd never have to pay any money. We'd have a surplus at the end of the year. We'd be famous for running, sustainable pension programs.
We'd be doing so well. Everything would be awesome.
That's right. And then another politician asks, what happens if you get 4%, and they say, oh my gosh, that would be catastrophic. It would fail. There would be no way to happen.
Some years you get 4% return on your investments. That just happens.
Well, that is the way that happens, but a lot of it, and I'll explain a little bit more of this in a minute, they've only averaged about 3.7% over the last 20-some years.
Mm. Oh, God.
So they are drastically underfunded.
It's catastrophic.
And what's happening, it is. It's absolutely catastrophic. So what's happening now is that they're having to go to the counties and ask for more and more money for contributions every single year because they're mismanaged. And I say that they're mismanaged because they don't invest in things like oil, they don't invest in guns, anything that's politically uncouth, as it were. Mm-hmm. They run away from, like, the plague, but those are the only things that have been sustained making money over the last couple of years in the markets. Guns are always a good investment. Oil is a great investment. These are things that you do as an investment manager. But when you make political decisions as an investment manager, you have drastically mismanaged the money. Right? You have a duty, a responsibility to make sure you're getting the most return as humanly possible. Making political decisions is terrible. So what we have happening now is that they're having to go back to all the counties asking for more and more money, which is taking money away from services like police and fire or any of the DPSS issues. Like, child services or health care and those kinds of things that the counties do administer on behalf of the state and federal governments.
Okay. Wow. So it's an absolute nightmare of a pension system, and they're coming to you guys demanding money at the county level.
That's right. So one of the interesting things about this is that Supervisor Hewitt, when he was mayor of Cala Mesa, a very small town, about 8,500 people, they had a single fire department. The fire union shows up and says, hey, we want more money. We're not getting what we think is our fair share.
Mm. Right? They want more paychecks.
They want more paychecks. So they also wanted to have more people on every fire engine, right? They had a response of two people per engine, and they wanted to have three people per engine. And the little town of Calamasa, with a budget of about $5 million, couldn't sustain being able to pay that much. It would have taken up about half their discretionary budget every year to pay for this fire department.
Okay.
So what Supervisor Hewitt, or at the time Mayor Hewitt, was able to do was go to his other council members and say, hey, look, let's get these guys off the pension system and go to a 401k system. The union decided they didn't like that. What happened is that the city started their own fire department and put them on defined contributions. So 401ks for everybody.
Yeah.
They're the only city in the state that has this kind of setup. They kicked Big Fire out. They have their own small fire department now. Instead of having two people on an engine, they have four. And in the very first year, they saved $750,000 on a $5 million budget.
How did they get rid of the union fire department? Is the new fire department non-union?
Department is non-union. That's correct.
These unions have contracts that are so ironclad. How do they boot them out the door?
Because this describes the arrogance of these large unions, right? In that contract, there was no place for them to be able to sustain it. There was a clause in the contract that allowed them to get out.
Really?
Right. Normally, what happens is you have to pay what they call a tap fee, right? Which you know, Supervisor Hewitt likes to call the Roach Motel fee.
Yeah.
You check in, but you don't check out.
Right.
Mm. Right. What the tap fee is that they sell you a pension program at 8% a year, right? And you know, okay, we're going to take that. But if you want to buy out of it, you have to pay as if it were making 2% a year, right? Which is just an absolute Ponzi scheme, right? You know,
right.
The people in jail, you know, like in Madoff. Madoff's in jail for a scheme very similar to this, right?
Okay.
But the unions and the pensions get away doing this and holding electeds and constituents against this same situation over and over and over again with no oversight.
Wow. That's an amazing story, going from two men per truck union to four men per truck non-union and giving better service.
Saving $750,000 a year on a $5 million budget.
I'm surprised that the union firefighters, the AAIF or whatever the hell they are, doesn't come out and like picket you guys or beat up your firemen.
Oh, no. They definitely, during the campaign, they came out. They had a billboard in Jeff Hewitt's small town. Right where he was the mayor, it says, "When you nickel and dime the fire service, you put people's lives at risk."
Mm. Yeah.
Big billboard over there, you know, signed by the local fire union there. You know, and
you don't pay the firefighter union what they want, you're gonna die. Is basically what their shtick is.
And, wow. You know, one of the challenges of the campaign is that everywhere Jeff Hewitt went, when he would go to meet with other electeds or influencers in the area, they say, "Jeff, you're committing political suicide." And Jeff, you know, he's a real smart guy. He says, you know what? If I had a nickel for every time somebody told me it was political suicide, I would never have to ask for money.
Sounds like a libertarian.
That's right.
All right, cool. Well, Boomer, what you know? Do you have a website that you want to promote? Or
yeah, you guys can check us out at supervisorhewitt.com. That's the website for what's going on there.
How many years is he in the office for?
That's a 4-year term.
4 years,
and we are likely to be reelected.
Any advice to people who are running libertarian campaigns? The bright faces out there that believe they're going to get elected, that believe they're going to win that political lottery.
Yeah, it's just hard work, right? There are a lot of gimmicks that you can do. There are a lot of things that you could try to expedite your process, but go out, get involved at the local level. Go volunteer for the Planning Commission. Learn the language of government. I know for libertarians it's very, very difficult to kind of even stomach that, but there is a language, there is a culture that exists there, and if you come as an outsider, you'll be resisted. Start by volunteering at the Planning Department, get on the City Council, find yourself as mayor, and move up step by step, because if, you know, God forbid, if I were thrown into a situation like being the supervisor with no experience, I would be run over every single day.
We got more coming up here. Boomer, thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys.
From Freedom Fest.
Are you locked into a crappy schedule where you're forced to report to work or even to a relationship where you're not allowed to do the things you want to do? That sucks. Wouldn't you prefer to live a more free life? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Canadian man who lost five members of his family in one of the two crashes of a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft is among those testifying today before a House Aviation Subcommittee hearing on the state of aviation safety.
If Boeing's wrongful conduct continues, another plane will dive to the ground, killing me, you, or your children, or your members, or all other members of your family. It is you who must be the leaders in this fight for aviation safety in the world.
Paul Jaroji with a message for lawmakers.
The House is tabling one Democratic lawmaker's attempts to impeach President Trump. A group of bipartisan lawmakers voted in favor of putting aside articles of impeachment that were introduced by Texas Democratic Congressman Al Green. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was down 116 points. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. And it is morning number one of day number one here as we record our shows to bring them to you as you listen to them when they air. And, of course, you're always welcome to go to freetalklive.com. Listen later on. You can grab our podcast there. You can listen to our live streams. They're there for you 24/7. And I do want to say thanks to Curry Taylor, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Curry supports the show for as little as $5 per month. That gets you the silver ranking and some cool perks. You know, you get some benefits for being a Free Talk Live amplifier, but most importantly, you're helping us spread the ideas of liberty on over 200 radio stations from coast to coast in the United States, even as far west as California. And so go to amp.freetalklive.com. Actually, we're all the way out to Guam.
Yeah, as far west as Guam.
And
west? That might be east.
Yeah, it depends on which way you're going. But we're actually in Vegas right now. There's plenty of people out here from the western side of the United States. We were just talking with the gentleman Boomer who was managing a campaign. And successfully in the Riverside area, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, that's news. Success is news.
Yeah, a successful libertarian campaign is news, number one. To do it in California is also pretty big. It's a pretty big deal.
Pretty impressive.
And we now actually have that elected libertarian. Jeff Hewitt is with us. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Thank you for coming on here with us. You are the county supervisor? What's the term?
Yes, okay. So, there's thousands of counties all over the United States.
Yep.
Most states call
their county body, county commissioners.
Commissioners, yeah.
And but in California, we have 58 counties, and every one of them are called county supervisors, and everyone, with the exception of San Francisco, has five county supervisors.
Okay.
So the largest county in the U.S., L.A. County, has five county supervisors.
Gotcha.
Each county supervisor has 2 million in their district.
Hmm.
The smallest county in California, Alpine County, has 1,200. So you divide that by five, figure out how many people are voting, and me, with six kids and seven grandkids, could probably stay in office forever there. Because you've got enough voters in your family if you can keep them happy.
Right.
So, but they all have to meet on Tuesday mornings when they meet. There's certain things set in law for the counties.
Mm-hmm.
But we do most of the work for the state, and we are the same as a city council for unincorporated areas. So what a county supervisor does probably has more effect on people's lives than any other position in government.
So, as getting elected as a libertarian, I guess you're nonpartisan, but you're a libertarian. It's when they call these nonpartisan elections, but we all know what really goes on within the political process. The Republicans and Democrats aren't leaving nonpartisan elections just to the average person. So, libertarians have to compete.
So a typical war chest for running for county supervisor of Riverside County. He has anywhere from $500,000 to $1.5 million. So it's much like a lot of congressional seats in the amount. Since I have half a million people just in my district.
Mm-hmm.
So my county being the 10th largest in the United States, of 2.5 million, we're larger than 16 states. And there are five people that dictate everything. There are 23,000 employees.
It's a powerful position. Have you been able to do anything that once you get there? I mean, now you're on the board, and now you have to vote. So
you're looking for a success story.
Right. Well, I guess, what they say with these nonpartisan positions is you don't need a party to decide who fills the pothole. But, in fact, you do need a party to decide who fills the pothole, because do we want this union to fill the pothole? Or, do we want what? It gets complicated.
Okay, so I'd like to compare this to, I used to say kid in a candy shop, but that's not really, it's more like Alice in Wonderland.
Mm.
An elected libertarian, when you come in there, you go, wow. But first of all, I didn't just get elected in November to this. I was on a city council for 8 years, and for 6 years before that, I was on a planning commission. So you have to learn the acronyms. You have to learn how government works if you're going to change it.
Yeah.
Because we all think, hey, I've got my libertarian values, I'm going to get elected, I'm going to change the world. No, you're one of five votes. So you come in there, you have your principles, those are great, that's what drives me. But my ability to govern is directly proportional to my ability to persuade my colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because 1-4 votes are never going to get you anywhere. But the minute I get a real trusted ally on that board, whether it be a Democrat or Republican, and we do have two Democrats and two Republicans,
which is nice, perfect position.
Oh, no. But if I get two more noses on anything, I can change the world. I can change the world. So, see, these are the kinds of offices that libertarians that are serious about changing policy and changing the lives of the people around them in a positive way, the power that I have, and when I say power, I don't mean bad power. I mean power to change,
power.
Influence.
Yeah.
Influence still amazes me. You see, there's so many things. There are, of course, our big thing was pension reform, because that's the biggest crisis we've got going, not only in California, but Kentucky's the worst, believe it or not. And Illinois, Connecticut, all these places are horrible, and it's going to take away everything. We're paying higher and higher taxes and getting less and less and less. So libertarians, we can come out and say, hey, no more government, or we can say, we want a small government that protects our rights instead of taking them away. And those things that the majority of people want government to do, then we have to hold them accountable to do it in the most efficient way, as close to the free market as possible.
So can you give us an example of, you've been in the office, I think he told us, Boomer said, since November, basically, or you took office in January?
Yeah, we got sworn in on January 8th.
And so it's been several months. Has there been a good example, like a shining example, of how you have persuaded those other board members?
So we've got, it just came out, remember, hemp was made legal by the federal government.
Okay.
So hemp still has the stigma of being, oh, it's really marijuana, blah, blah, blah. Well, in California, we legalized,
it still has that stigma?
You still have all of your conservatives that are fighting this all the way along. And the board that was there was very conservative that way.
Mm-hmm.
So not only am I on the ad hoc committee for cannabis, which I'm going ahead and trying to change the developer's agreement type of issue for licenses to where it's just really costly, everything else, and go to a tax and regulate, much like wine. You see, and so I have a lot more say being on that ad hoc committee, and we're changing that.
So the cannabis licenses are county-based?
Well, for the unincorporated areas. Each city handles their own, but we have at least 300,000, at least 300,000 people that are in the unincorporated areas of the county. Huh. So all of our ordinances dictate that. But with hemp, myself and another supervisor were able to keep this emergency moratorium to go in to allow these hemp farmers to go ahead and put their crops in this year.
Oh, cool.
By being two no votes. Because it takes a four-fifths on a moratorium, and out of five, if you've gotten two no votes, it's done. So, you know, building a relationship with my Democratic, the most Democratic, he's an ex-assemblyman.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't go after him and say, hey, look, you're an idiot for supporting unions or anything. That's his background. He was a union organizer. He grew up idolizing Cesar Chavez. But he's someone who has principles, and there's a lot of things we're going to agree on. So I first set up a good, and we're the only two that speak Spanish.
Mm.
So we have a way of building a relationship, building trust, and you know what? All of a sudden we're working together. And on the things we don't, we have a lot of fun. The other day, I'm trying to shoot down a 1/2 cent tax increase countywide for more infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
They already have a Measure A, and that's a 1/2 cent sales tax. They want to do another one. And it's so funny to go around the table on Riverside County Transportation Commission and see all these conservative Republicans are going, you know, I'm against this. I'm against taxes, but I think we need this. So, you know, to me, just be, at least be like a Democrat and go, I'm for this. We need to spend this more money. You don't, you know, don't tell me this. So
that's what I've always said. At least the Democrats will tell you straight to your face.
Well,
they want more taxes.
Again. So,
right
so
back, 90%.
So we will, I will get this thing shut down because I have a pathway there to do it from just the supervisors. But the same guy that helped me out on hemp, you know, I'm walking out to go meet the CEO of Loma Linda University at the time. I was in a hurry, and he's going, read my lips, no new taxes, making fun of me as a friend, gesturing. Mm-hmm. You see, those are the kind of relationships that you build because on the really important things, you come together.
Jeff, I told you it was only going to be 10 minutes. Do you want to stay for another segment? It's up to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, more with Jeff Hewitt here from Freedom Fest. We got more on the way. And, of course, you can go to freetalklive.com to learn more about us. This is Free Talk Live at Freedom Fest 2019.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019. We're at the Paris Hotel and in Las Vegas. It's Ian and Mark here talking with interesting folks. I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to, you know, have any interesting guests this morning because it's still early in the morning. The official actual Freedom Fest hasn't even begun. It's just registration time. People are still setting up. The vendor area is relatively empty. But we lucked out and ended up with an actual elected libertarian. I mean, I don't know if we're going to encounter another elected libertarian the entire time we're here. Jeff Hewitt, thanks for staying on with us.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, and I know most of my elected libertarians, and I'm not sure there's another one coming out right now. Now, we have...
Are there other ones in California that you are
okay,
aware of?
So that's a real good question. So there's, you know, 488 cities in California.
Wow. That doesn't include towns? Are there towns?
No, those are incorporated towns and cities.
Towns and municipalities.
They're incorporated. They're municipalities, yeah. Right. And, you know, the average size of a city council is five. There's a few that might have seven, but mostly five. So if you say 500 times five, that's 2,500 elected municipal officials. And we have, I believe, 0.7% of registered voters in California are libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's just round off and say we're 1%.
1%, right?
All right. 1% of 2,500 is 25.
Right, there should be
so
25, right?
So you would think without even trying that we would have 25.
I wouldn't think
that. No, well, okay.
I've been a libertarian for a long time.
Well, okay, so here's what I'm trying to say, that there are some things working that shouldn't be working. And when I got elected to the city council of Cala Mesa back in 2010, there was one other elected libertarian, and that was John Inks.
Statewide, one other statewide.
Statewide.
Okay.
John Inks in Mountain View, up in Silicon Valley. While I was there, in Riverside County, another person, Susan Marie Weber, was elected to the Palm Desert City Council. So for a while there, we had three.
Wow.
Three elected libertarians.
In California.
Not on school boards, not on war boards, on city councils.
right now, we're back to one. Well, myself, I mean, for cities, I'm not city anymore.
Yeah,
I'm county.
Right, right.
Susan Marie Weber, who is the mayor right now, because they rotate the mayorship, she is the only one.
Hmm.
She's the only one. I mean, again, we should have 25 without trying.
Well, I mean, it is California, and it is the Libertarians. It's tough, man.
No, no. I'm going to say this right now. California, not New Hampshire, has the best chance of starting out Libertarian.
How's that?
Really? Okay, I want to hear this one.
Okay, so
we were talking about Libertarian politics and as opposed to the political party as opposed to Libertarian people, so go ahead.
Okay, so let's first start, and Richard Wingert, please don't kill me, and I love you.
That's a third-party ballot news.
But so yeah, ballot access,
yeah.
You know. So when we went to top two, and you know what top two is on the primaries.
Right. Top two means that that there's a primary, and then the top two vote-getting people,
regardless of party, go on to the general.
That way, because, you know, general election voters are stupid, and they can't choose between three people.
Well,
that's the premise, I guess.
Well, I believe it actually went in there to get more moderates from both parties in there, and it has had exactly the opposite effect. However, for third parties like the Libertarian Party, this actually, when you do get a viable candidate in a large race, etc., you don't have to worry. Remember, you, especially if you have a really weak, say, Republican, because it's a one-party state right now.
Yep.
The Democrats have super majorities in both state houses, mm-hmm. and they have each one of the eight constitutional state elected offices. So the Republican Party right now in California doesn't really have any more power than the Libertarian Party. So it gives us an opportunity to shine and come in and say, hey, this is a real fiscally conservative choice that has always been there for so many of the, you know, social rights like, you know, gay rights and what you put in your body, decriminalization of different substances, stuff like that. We bring that in there, and we got this perfect mix that people like. Again, it's just getting to the point where they feel like their horse can win a race, and that's what I'm up about.
So it's the fear of a wasted vote is gone, basically, because the wasted vote syndrome, which is the craziest thing, it's sort of human nature, and I don't know why it is that people do this,
right.
But they do it. They say, well, if I vote for the Libertarian, then I will be wasting my vote, and the Republican will, or the Democrat will get in, so I have to vote for the Republican. Now, of course, the likelihood that your one vote in any given election is going to make the difference between the Republican winning and losing is, well, it's the equivalent of believing you're going to win the lottery when you buy the ticket.
Right.
And, you know, it just doesn't make any sense at all. But people continue to hold on to this. But what you're saying is the Republicans aren't going to win anyway. So these people are like, well, I might as well vote for the Libertarians. And they do.
Well, so again, this is the way I look at it. You adjust to what the rules are. You have to deal with what you have. You know, I'm not a billionaire. I can't go out there and spend a bunch of money to do ballot access laws or whatever, change those, or a bunch of attorneys like that. But what I can do as a candidate is to go out there and show that not only can we win when we pick the right races, because remember, even though mine was nonpartisan, it was in all the papers in it.
Yep.
Most people that paid attention knew
it's
I was a Libertarian.
Recognition, yeah.
And so at the end of the day, let's say that I'm able to lead a team assault on these unsustainable pensions, and for Riverside County, which is the second largest employer after the state of California for CalPERS pensions, if I'm able to change these and make it all new hires go to a 401k or a defined contribution, then I am actually able to say, look, and I could be running for governor with an L behind my name, and people are going to know what I did. Plus, by that time, you've got a lot of large donors saying, this guy gets it done. Not only can he win, and he's shown that he can win, but he builds consensus, and this is a real leader. That's what Libertarians need to exemplify themselves as. We get caught up with this. You have to build your way up. Again, had I not been a planning commissioner, I couldn't have been a real effective elected on city council.
Mayor, right?
The city council. And then, remember, I had to get two other people on my... I was picked 3 years in a row to be mayor. I was the first person in the history of Cala Mesa to be mayor 3 years in a row because of trust. And then that allowed me to have the resume to go on to this bigger office. But see, the only office in California that's more powerful than the one I have now is governor. going to state legislature would be a step down for me.
Interesting.
So what should people do if they want to go and emulate what you've done, which is getting elected as a libertarian, which is...
You mean nationwide?
Yeah, anywhere.
Oh,
yeah,
anywhere. Okay, so I have a toolkit, and I say that, you know, not literally, but this toolkit is very, very simple. First of all, you got to ask yourself where you fit in. Are you a candidate? Are you an activist? Can you be a campaign manager? Are you a donor? There's four things that every major campaign needs. And so kind of figure out what your thing is. And if you're going to be a candidate, here's what you do. Go out and get appointed to a city commission. The planning commission is the best because half of all planning commissioners in California go on to be on the council, half. So you're already in the 50% club right there. But if you can't, get on your Rotary, get on your local Kiwanis, be the president of your Chamber of Commerce, be active in the community where people get to know you, make friends, and then right away take Toastmasters. That's the most important thing.
Speaking.
Yeah, I am. I was always very outgoing, but you put me up in front of 12 people with a dais, and I was deer in the headlights. Toastmasters, about a year of that, allowed me to start winning speaking contest, believe it or not.
Wow.
And you've got to be able to get up in front of yourself and spread the word and be a leader. People expect that out of you. So Toastmasters, get involved with the community. Find out if you're living in a municipality, how large is that? What has the war chest been? How much does it take to get elected historically?
Right.
And make sure you have that ability to raise that amount. If all those things fit and then find someone good, the larger race you have, the more you're going to need an actual campaign team. But when you get all those things together, you're going to find up, you're going to wake up. Now you've been elected. Now the real work begins.
Right.
No.
You thought it was hard before.
No. Because remember, anybody can get elected, but can you govern? And can you make an effect that's a positive effect? So, see, those are the things you do it. If I can do it again, I was a B-minus student. You know, I've dug 10,000 swimming pools. I'm all broken down. I'm getting this knee replaced in 2.5 weeks. I've already had
You're
one done.
You're a construction guy.
Yeah. I'm Joe the plumber that can win at Jeopardy, you know. But I treat people like they're the smartest ones. I'm the dumb guy. They just want somebody to watch over some of these things in their lives while they're raising their kids and trying to go through their...
Right.
And they want somebody they can trust. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear, oh, I'm a libertarian or I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. They want somebody that they can trust. And my libertarian principles come in handy because free market and all these things about treating people with respect and allowing them to do things when it doesn't hurt anybody else, all those things build up a much better society. And when you get people buying into that and actually realizing the good things that happen when they're implemented, then when you come out and they say, how did you do this? It was my libertarian principles, and I'm proud to be a member of this party. That's how we become the number one party. And that's going to happen. It'll happen in my lifetime. I'm going to make sure it does. Because when you've dug 10,000 swimming pools, they don't dig themselves. And I've finished every one. And when you've got that stick-to-itiveness, winning a governor's race or a president's race is actually very easy.
Jeff, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate it. We got more coming.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.